regarding the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good, I'm glad to hear. Do you already have an attorney helping you with the Roundup lawsuit?
No.
No, and did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate?
I can't hear you.
Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Again, you said you haven't signed with any paperwork for a legal agency?
No.
And was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Yourself, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know by chance the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
I can hear you.
Do you know what kind of non-Hodgkin's it was?
Polyphonia.
Okay. Okay, and do you know if the subtype, as in a B-cell, chronic lymphocytic?
B-cell.
Okay. Do you think it was a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
That was it.
When was it that you were diagnosed?
I said again.
When was it that you were diagnosed?
Oh, the second week of September, 2018.
Okay. So around the, if I put the 14th as an estimate, does that work with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Again, that was September around the 14th of 2018, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you use the Roundup? Was this at home?
Yes, residential, yes.
Do you have the home address of where you did spray it?
Excuse me, 1603 Park Avenue, apartment 4. North Chicago, Illinois, 60064.
Perfect. Okay. Again, I got 1603 Park Avenue, North Chicago, Illinois, 60064, and this is apartment 4, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your current address?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know if any loved ones, any family members used the spray as well, or was it just yourself?
Just myself.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2018?
Excuse me?
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
38.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And when you did spray the Roundup, how long was that for? Was that a couple years?
Like 4 years.
Okay. About 4 years. How often would you spray during those 4 years? Was it a couple times a month, a couple times a week?
Like, a couple times a week. Like 2 times a month.
Okay.
2 times a month, yes.
About 2 times a month. Now, it is a little redundant, but I just need yes or no. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Like 10 days or more?
Yeah, just in total.
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or is this one online?
Android, yeah.
Perfect. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now have you received any diagnosis of HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, arthritis?
No.
No, okay. How about any diabetes, a cancer requiring therapy besides this one, lupus, no. Epstein-Barr, or an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And do you have any family history of cancer?
No, I don't.
Okay. Perfect. And what was your first name?
J-U-S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. Can you spell that for me one more time?
J-U-S-H-A-W-N.
J-U-S-H-A-W-N?
Yes.
Okay, U-S-H-A-W-N, and your middle name?
M.
M, okay.
Q, what the, and this is the whole name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be quick. M-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Okay, so that's M as in mom, Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Yeah.
Perfect. And your last name, Jashawn?
Jackson.
Jackson. J-A-C-K-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you have a suffix to your name?
No, I don't.
Okay, and you confirm your gender?
Male.
Perfect. How about your marital status?
Single.
Okay, your date of birth?
3/17/76.
Okay, again, that was March 17, 1976. And your social?
318-64-7142.
Okay, again, that was 318-64-7142. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was this something you saw on social media, maybe on TV?
On social media.
Okay. On social media. And when was this? Was this recently?
Excuse me.
Was this recently that you found out?
Years ago.
Okay, and what year was this?
Like 2019.
Okay. Great. And can you confirm your height?
5'8".
5'8". And do you know your current weight?
153.
You said 153?
Yes.
Now, do you have an email address that you use?
JushawnJackson2212@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see if I got that right. I got first name, last name, 2212@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and the phone number I have here is 773-431-5683. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and how many times did you say you sprayed a month? Just twice?
I mean, a month is twice. 2 times in a month.
Okay, about 2 times in a month. Again, it is a little redundant, Jushawn, but I do need yes or no. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I sprayed, yes.
Okay. And when was the first time that you did spray that? Was it
right? I understand. Like when I first, I don't understand.
When was it? I'm sorry?
Now, say it again. I don't understand the question.
Oh, just the first time that you did spray the Roundup, when you started.
Oh, when the first year I started?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like 2014.
Okay. 2014. And when was the very last time that you sprayed it? Was this when you got diagnosed?
Yes, 2018.
Okay. 2018. Okay, and did you use any protective gear when you used the Roundup?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And where was it applied at home? Was this just around the front yard, backyard, maybe a garden?
Backyard.
Okay. So backyard area. And what state were you using this in? Was it just in Illinois?
Illinois, yes.
Okay. Illinois. Okay. Now, it does ask around how many exposures you've had in your lifetime. I could do the math on my end. Okay, just 1 second. Okay. It looks like it comes to just about under 100 times over those 4 years. Again, that's with small touch-ups here and there. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange, or gotten your water from a water well?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Perfect. And do you remember which type of Roundup you used? I know they have the concentrated that you add water to, and then the one that came pre-mixed.
Concentrated.
Perfect. And where was the spot? Was it a Home Depot, Walmart?
Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any receipts for this?
No, I haven't.
That's okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay. Have you ever smoked at all, Dushan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. What's your current employer?
Highland Bakery.
Perfect. Bakery Holland. Can you spell Holland for me, please?
HIGHLAND Bakery.
Holland Bakery. Okay, and is there an employer address that I can take down?
2301 Summer Avenue, Northbrook, Illinois.
Okay. 2301 Shermer Road
Avenue.
popped up here.
Yes.
Okay. In Northbrook, Illinois, 60062. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was the job title there?
Baker, BAK, I was baking bread.
Okay. Perfect. And have you ever lost time away from work, because of any diagnosis, effects or any treatments you had to go through?
I can't say it again.
I'm sorry?
Can't hear you, my phone going in and out.
Oh, no worries. Have you ever lost time away from work because of any treatment?
Oh, yes, not, no, I didn't, no.
Okay. And do you have any military background or been involved with any other lawsuits?
No, I haven't.
Great. Now, have you ever filed a disability, workers' compensation claim, filed for bankruptcy, or been convicted of a crime other than a minor traffic offense?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Sounds great. Now, Dushan, do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what was his name?
Elena Diaz.
Dr. Lena Diaz is what you said?
I think it's ELENA, Elena Diaz.
Okay. And what, this was in Illinois as well?
Yes.
Let's see here. Okay. I don't see her pop up. Remind me her first name again.
ELENA Diaz.
Okay. Okay, I see her. Dr. Elena Diaz. It looks like she's in Evanston, Illinois, is where she's based. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just one second. And where was the location where you were diagnosed? What, the treatment center?
Highland Park.
Okay. Highland Park Hospital. Let's see here. Okay, I see the Endeavor Health Highland Park Hospital. Is this the one?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Do you have any ongoing conditions or any long-lasting side effects?
What you mean?
Like anything that you still suffer from because of the diagnosis, any shortness of breath, just trouble sleeping, anything at all that you want us to list?
Not too much. Just little sleep, bad sleep, and that's it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and what treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's? Did you do chemo,
Chemo.
radiation?
Chemo.
Okay, some chemo. Again, did you do any radiation or any surgeries or any transplants?
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, and did you have the medical records for this?
Not at the moment. I have not at the moment.
Okay, but you would be able to provide them if asked.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, when was it that you started the chemo?
Like in 16, 2016.
Okay. You said you were diagnosed in 2018 and you started the chemo in 2016, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now I still have your address on here as 1603 Park Avenue, North Chicago, Illinois, 60064. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just one second. Okay. Now we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Breisha Sanders.
Okay. Breisha Sanders. And what was her last name?
Sanders, Breisha, last name Sanders, Sanders.
Perfect. Okay. And her phone number?
224-203-3718.
Perfect. And what was the relationship to Brisha?
Our friend.
Okay. Great. Okay. So what I am going to do now is I'm just going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign, Jushan?
No, I'm not.
No worries. I can definitely walk you through it if you do need the assistance. What this for is it's just giving the law firm permissions to go ahead and pull your medical records so they can get started on your case. Now, would you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Text message.
Okay. Again, the phone number was 773-431-5683. Is that right?
Yes.
And I have your name spelled Jushawn, middle name Mquette, last name Jackson, Jackson.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to verify some of the information on here. Again, 1603 Park Avenue, apartment 4 in North Chicago, Illinois. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I have your social is 318-64-7112 and your date of birth as the 17th of March, 1996. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I just sent that out as a text message. Sean, let me know when you do receive that, okay? It's
Okay.
going to say my name on there, which is Carolina Hernandez. It's going to say it's from me, and it's going to have a DocuSign link.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So just going to have you open up that link. You're going to click on it to review and sign. And then it's going to have you agree to like terms and conditions, something along those lines.
Now open it up.
Yeah, it's gonna have you open it up, and then, like I said, it'll have you agree to like terms and signatures, something like that.
It says, please review and act on these documents, and it says, Carolina Hernandez. I see the document. Yes, I see it.
Perfect.
Do I sign where it says client signature?
Yeah, anywhere where it's yellow, just tap on those fields.
Okay. Yes, I'm done signing, so I have to continue.
Perfect. I did just receive this, Dushan. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm just going to send you a quick text message. Okay? It's going to be from my direct number, so if you want to save my contact information, you can totally do so. That way, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to myself. It's also going to have the law firm's contact information, but I wouldn't, you know, reach out within the next 48 hours. It does take a while for them to process the paperwork. Once they do process it, they're going to give you a quick call and they're just going to verify some information with you.
Yes.
Okay. After they do reach out, if you have any case specific inquiries or any concerns, you can always reach out to them. Until then, you can always ask myself and I'd be more than happy to help. Besides that, do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your time and I hope you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Okay.